Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. Now, apart from a few hardy souls in the airport, talking about alcohol at this time of the morning isn't easy. It's 7:15, but there is quite a lot going on in the industry in the last few months. Irish drink exports actually dropped last year, which was maybe not necessarily spotted by too many people, by 8% to 1.8 billion euros compared to the previous year. Why is that going on? We'll be asking that in a second. And also yesterday, Pernod Ricard, which is one of the biggest drinks companies in the world, announced it was selling its entire wine brand stable. It's saying that wine drinking across the US in particular is dropping. And we'll have a little bit more of an exploration of that too with my next guest who's in studio, who's Pat Rigney. You'd know him from Shed Distillery, of course, but he's chairperson of Drinks Ireland. And he joins me here in the studio. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Emmett.
There's a lot to get through. We don't have much time, but let's start off with the exports from Ireland, down by 8% last year. I mean, that's a chunky enough figure. What do you put it down to?
Well, we've had 10 years of tremendous growth, gone from 5 distilleries up to 50. And certainly last year, you know, there was a lot of inflation out there, higher interest rates, consumers tightening their belt. And it's not just Irish exports. Exports generally from several markets have been challenged. But we're still very ambitious for the future. But growth, you know, it's not guaranteed. And we have to grind it out. And we need more government support and more energy behind the
whiskey
sector.
Whiskey in particular took a big hit at 14%, I noticed.
Yeah, and that was probably more to do with a stock adjustment in the United States where there was particular local issues in that marketplace.
Yeah, a lot of this is COVID outwash, isn't it? You know,
yes.
It was sort of a big rush to the pub to drinking, etc. after the pandemic ended, even during it too. Things are probably settling back into a pattern, a pre-pandemic pattern.
They are, and there was supply chain issues where there was overproduction towards the end of COVID, and that's kind of all kind of evening out at this point. So we're moving probably back into a more normalised situation, but it is very competitive, and we're competing, you know, against other countries with their brands. And but you know, we have some, you know, great brands from Ireland, as you know, and for many consumers around the world, it's their first touch point with the country is maybe a Jameson or a Guinness or a Bailey's or whatever.
Yeah, and I want to just briefly ask you about that. Over yesterday, I think it was, or was it the day before, things blur. We had Keir Starmer, UK Prime Minister, newly installed, and our Taoiseach recently newly installed as well, Simon Harris, raising a pint of Guinness at Chequers in the UK. Alcohol Action Ireland not happy with that, saying this is, you know, this is free marketing and PR for the drinks industry. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I guess my reaction to that is my, you know, I was brought up with my late father and under the guise of moderation and balance. And I think, you know, I think that was a beautiful photograph. I saw it yesterday. And, you know, you see President Macron, he says cheers in French with a glass of champagne. So why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's an industry, whether it's a legal industry.
Of course it is.
Which employs a lot of people.
And I think we're all very proud of the industry. And certainly I've been in it since 1982. And I know that Irish people are very proud of their drinks brands. They sell right across the world in a very responsible way. And, you know, I think we should be very proud that they chose Guinness on this occasion.
Yeah, I'd say Diageo PR working overtime. And that's the point of the group. They're saying that some of the politicians should turn down these opportunities. But let's move on to the industry, this Pernod Ricard announcement, which may slightly feed into our last comment about the wine category. They say they're actually going to sell it off. They're saying that wine drinking is down across the US and in other locations as well. These are some very well-known wine brands, Jacob's Creek, St. Hugo, Brancott Estate, etc., etc., etc. No financial details of the deal have been disclosed, however. Is wine drinking falling generally? Is there a problem from an industry point of view in that area?
Well, in the US in particular, spirits have taken a march on wine over the last 5 to 6 years. And there's probably more value add in the spirit sector for companies like Pernod. And they're probably looking at that and saying, well, that's an area we want to focus on, particularly if the market is more challenging. So yes, wine is more challenged as drinking habits change. But, you know, things change all the time. And I'm sure wine will be back in growth.
I mean, even some vineyards are closing across Europe, which is interesting. And wine production hit its lowest level since the early 60s. Weather also played a part, by the way.
Yeah, and there are some technical issues where China closed its market to some imports for a period from Australia and elsewhere, and that wine had to find a home. So, you know, but I would be very confident that wine is here to stay, but maybe at a slightly lower level.
And in terms of those exports, to come back to the start of our conversation, is there anything that can be done to fire them up even further, to make it a more significant, have a bigger footprint as an industry coming out of Ireland? Is there anything we're missing? Is it just a lack of promotion? Is the state agencies not fully behind the sector? What can be done to roll back the losses we've had recently, but maybe make the industry even more durable into the future? Is there specific things you'd point to and say, we need to do this?
I think there's about two or three things we need to do. I mean, first of all, Borbia do an excellent job helping us promote the categories overseas, and we need to continue to do that. We need to invest more in that, and probably a greater sense of urgency around all of that. Again, Enterprise Ireland in that space. But probably the elephant in the room is we need more support at home. You know, when you're selling overseas, particularly the newer distilleries and the newer breweries, the first question you get asked is, how are you getting on in Ireland? And we have a lot of regulation here. That's making it very challenging, particularly for the smaller producers. We've new labelling warnings coming out in 2026, where Ireland went it alone and didn't go with a harmonised approach from Europe. So
what you're saying is the first set of sales figures they look at are, what are you doing in your home?
How are you getting on?
And you try to break out from there.
Absolutely.
Is the route to
and are you getting support at home? And tell me all about it. So I think we need a much more supportive environment in this country. And also, I think, to reflect the pride that Irish people have in their brands to be represented right across.
I suppose the government are dealing with a tricky situation where on one hand they want to promote this industry, which has big export revenues, but on the other hand they're under pressure from the public health side to get alcohol consumption to come down, and we have a problem drinking issue, etc. So they're sort of, just from their point of view, forget your side, but there is a contradiction
I think there are old stereotypes there. I mean, our consumption is down 30%. We have lower alcohol consumption per capita than the US, the UK, Germany. We're in a totally different environment now. Younger people are drinking very responsibly and in a very balanced way. So I think those arguments don't stack up, and we need an evidence-based approach going forward when it comes to regulation. And we need to be balanced and, as my dad said, moderate.
Well, I think we can all toast to that, etc. Pat Rigney, who is the chairperson of Drinks Ireland, talking about those export figures, which have shown a worrying decline if you're in the industry, but there is a route out and an improvement expected this year. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.